result of a secret plot by conspirators of almost power and cunning. According to Webster's 1828, the definition of the word conspiracy, a combination of men for an evil purpose, an agreement between two or more persons to commit some crime in concert, particularly a combination to commit treason or to excite sedition or insurrection. Furthermore, I want to show you that conspiracies are very scriptural. When you go to Jeremiah 11, verse 9, it says, "And the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem." As a matter of fact, well-respected Bible commentator Matthew Henry said of conspiracies, in Jeremiah 11, 9 in particular, "A conspiracy is found among them by him whose eyes is upon the hidden works of darkness. There's a combination against God and religion, a dangerous design formed to overthrow God's government and bring in the pretenders, the counterfeit deities. This intimates that they were willful and deliberate in wickedness. They rebelled against God, and not through incogitancy, but presumptuously and with a high hand. That they were subtle and ingenious in wickedness, and carried on their plot against religion with a great deal of art and contrivance. That they were linked together in the design, and as is usual among conspirators, engaged to stand by one another in it and to live and die together. They were resolved to go through with it. A cursed conspiracy. Oh, that there were not like that in our day." What the conspiracy was, they designed to overthrow divine revelation and set that aside, to persuade people not to hear, not to heed the words of God. They did all that they could do to derogate from the authority of the scriptures and to lessen the value of them. They designed to draw people after other gods to serve them, to consult them as their oracles, and make court to them as their benefactors. What follows are some of these most shocking modern conspiracy theories that turned out true after thorough investigation by our society, some through congressional hearings and others through investigative journalism. Many of these, however, were just admitted to by those that were involved in the conspiracy itself. The Dreyfus Affair. In the late 1800s in France, Jewish artillery officer Alfred Dreyfus was wrongfully convicted of treason based on false government documents and sentenced to life in prison. The French government did attempt to cover this up, but Dreyfus was eventually pardoned after the affair was made public, an act that is credited to writer Emile Zola. Friends, remember, this was all sold to you as a theory. The Mafia. This secret crime society was virtually unknown until the 1960s, when member Joe Valachi first revealed the society's secrets to law enforcement officials.
"What does that mean in your terms? Agreeing yourself to kill him?"
"Oh, yes, Senator."
What was known was that organized crime existed, but not that the extent of their control included working with the CIA, politicians, and the biggest businesses in the world. Friends, remember, this was all sold to you as a theory.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
"This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people."
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you know what we're being taught today by the mainstream media, their useful idiots, and those that they work for, the powers that are tolerated on a worldwide basis? In spite of the message that our forefathers gave us, they're telling us that you don't have a right to defend yourselves. That's exactly what they're doing. Folks, if we had time, if we have time, which we probably won't, that's all we have to do is just go through the violations, the usurpations, and the transgressions of the king towards our forefathers when we read the Declaration of Independence. And what do we find? At the end of the day, 3/4 of that documentation, as you well know, are what our forefathers didn't put up with. Do you understand that what's happening today, friends, all these agencies that are being created by the federal government unconstitutionally are being used against you to reestablish what our forefathers threw off? That's why they gave us provision in the Declaration of Independence to throw off corruption. Common sense comes into play, which is all premised on common law, which is all premised on the Torah, God's moral law, the lawgiver, as to where our rights come from. They want you to believe that you don't have a right to defend yourselves. Well, I'm here to tell you otherwise. I'm here to tell you that what they're doing is illegal. What I'm telling you is that what they are doing is criminal. And I'm telling 325.9 million people, enough is enough of tolerating this corruption. Because if you look at Amos 6:3, you just keep ignoring it. Sooner or later, it's going to be at your front door. And it will be. And I'm going to highlight that in just a moment. I'm going to take this in steps as I preface what I'm going to be talking about momentarily. I do want to let you know that if you want to call in, you can. 281-845-4704. We put the lines back up as promised. It took us a month and a half to do it, but it's better than ever. Okay, 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know if you want to check us out on social media platforms, I want to show you some videos here. Okay, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Okay, this is just my preface, okay? But I want to highlight this because these are things that we already knew. Someone just highlighted, I'm so glad Andrew Tate, whose father worked for the CIA. I'm so glad that Tucker Carlson, whose father worked for the CIA. Just 2 weeks ago, we had David Knight, former employee of Alex Jones, share video with us. I have the videos available to show you that Alex Jones's family worked in the military agency. He called himself the CIA. This post says, I'm so glad Elon Musk, the large military industrial contractor, are joining forces to save us from the deep state. I just want to make clear that everybody understands this. And I understand why people stay away from me, because when they stay away from me, they don't have anything to cover. They have no topics to talk about, because everything that they talk about when they parrot the mainstream media again and their useful idiots, said Vladimir Lenin, the communist revolutionary, we just pull the rug. And what am I talking about, folks? Enough of this. These are the people that are put up. No wonder why that every single one of them is worth millions. In some cases, hundreds of millions of dollars. And who gives them the attention that they need more than the mainstream media does? This is controlled opposition. Again, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Now, I want to tell you one of those guys that stays away from me. He stayed away from me since day one. As a matter of fact, when we were doing high school assemblies, James O'Keefe came out of the gate at the same time, simultaneously as I did. Now, I'm glad concerning some of the things that I've seen him do, but I do want to say this, just so you know, his personality, I don't like him. I just don't like his personality at all. It's like oil and water. But I'm glad that he's covered some of the things that he's covered. But I do want to say this, folks. This is how the game is played. I want you to see this on social media platforms. There's a documentary out there indicating that James O'Keefe attended Bohemian Grove and that they suggest that he's a CIA asset. This guy avoids me like the plague, just like Mike Lindell does, just like Donald Trump's circle does. And the only reason you would avoid a guy like me is because you're hiding something. See, I'm the guy, some reason or another, that's been appointed to go into a room, and I can tell you what's wrong with the room and what's wrong with the people in the room within 15 minutes, if it takes that long. If you don't believe me, ask my wife. She'll tell you. If you don't believe me, ask those that are in my circle. They'll tell you. There's a discerning there to detect what Jesus talked about in John 15 when he said they have no cloak for their sin. And again, the only reason anybody would stay away from me is because they're trying to hide something, okay? And the Bible says there's nothing hidden that shall not be revealed and nothing covered that shall not be made manifest in Luke 12, 2. It also tells us that all things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. And those are the giftings that he gives us by the Holy Ghost, 1 Corinthians 12. Now, a long time ago, I asked this guy, right when I was doing high schools, when he came out of the gate with me, at the same time on a national level, I said, hey, why don't you jump in and do some high school assemblies with me? Because these principals and these superintendents are telling on themselves with a smile on their face. In some cases, they're laughing. Matter of fact, I had one principal in Wisconsin tell me about how the history books and the science books are being changed every 3 to 7 years as he laughs about it, where I had to look at him and say, what's so funny about that? I mean, you're almost suggesting that these kids one day will not be your rulers. That's ridiculous. You're going to reap what you sow, Galatians 6:7. James wanted nothing to do with it. I wonder why that is. I wonder why he is just playing the cheerleader for the good guys that are put up by the establishment that everybody's complaining about. And it goes back to what I just got done saying with these other guys, Andrew Tate, Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, Elon Musk. I mean, folks, come on. Look at how the mainstream media puts them up. It goes back to what Albert Pike rightly said. Listen carefully. What did he say? He said that when the people need a hero, we will deliver them up. Well, when they deliver them up, it just takes a moment to find out who they are. And the best that you have in federal government, in so many different cases, friends, what are they? They're the heroes that were put up to do what? To basically appease the people. And I can go down the list of all the appeasers because that's all you have is appeasers, right? But just give it a moment and it'll all come to the light, right? And somehow or another, these guys think that they're exempt from the judgment. And I'm here to tell you, you're not. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. I'm going to cover another point, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
So, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm prefacing what we're going to slam dunk during the last segment. In spite of what our forefathers are established, they want the powers that are tolerated today through the mainstream media, through these corrupt criminal organizations called federal agencies. There's over 87 of them that are being armed by the federal government on your dime right now. What do you think that they're being raised up for? Who are they being used against? I'm about ready to show you that. But I want to tell you what James Monroe said. The right of self-defense never ceases. It's among the most sacred and alike necessary to nations and to individuals. Of course. I mean, the Lord created oxes with horns on their head, right? To defend themselves from their prey, right? Or those that would assail them. A lion, he's got eye teeth that, man, you get too close to him, he's going to take you out or he's going to take a limb off. One of the two, if not both. Why did the Lord put those in their mouths? Why do animals, why do porcupines have needles on their back to defend themselves concerning their natural enemies, right? But the powers that are tolerated today want you to believe that some reason or another that the Second Amendment imposes serious health risks to criminals. And that's exactly what they're doing. Folks, we have God-given rights to defend ourselves. Don't forget what I'm telling you right now. During the first segment, I was just highlighting all of these CIA operatives. That's exactly what they are, friends. It's why they're making so much money off the ignorance of those that support them, just like corrupt politicians. Also brought up this, a proposed article from LifeSight that suggests that O'Keefe is a CIA asset. The only thing I can tell you in school is that that guy avoids me like the plague. And there's a reason people avoid me like the plague. Now let's go over to the mainstream media. Why is the mainstream media and their useful idiots, why do they just attack the righteous? Well, because that's what their father, the devil, does. That's all he does. Why? Because there's no truth in them. They hate the light, right? John 3:18, 19, 20. Okay? And when you look at it, friends, you have to understand that they're just doing their job, say they, as they attack those that are doing the job, namely, and the duty that it takes to remain a free establishment. We stand up against people such as themselves. Well, isn't it interesting that these are the ones that are kind of continuously driving the narrative, the useful idiots in the mainstream media? I do a whole show on these guys, okay? They're worthless. They're advantageous to the bad guys, at least temporal. And then what happens is when they don't need them anymore, they're the first ones lined up on the wall and shot. They haven't got that far yet, but they'll realize it soon enough. Okay? Do you guys remember back in the 90s that when Rodney King, remember when the four white officers came out and they were exonerated?
from the crimes that they were being accused of. Do you remember the mainstream media was continuously showing you a video of those cops abusing Rodney King? Do you remember the shot that they kept showing you over and over and over and over again? Friends, they were being used, like I've always told you, along with corrupt politicians during that time, the Bush administration, I believe it was back in 1992, to what? Create domestic insurrection. Is that what they did? Do you remember when CNN came out and they asked for a white response to the verdict concerning those four white police officers? Do you remember that? See, it's not an issue of black and white, friends. It's an issue of law. It's an issue of being judged by your content and your character, as Martin Luther King Jr. rightly said. Not an issue of color, but no, that's what they used to drive a wedge between people. And do you remember during that particular time when the verdict came out on those four white police officers, once again, as if to suggest white people aren't on the color scale, which they are, put that up against Acts 17:26. All nations are one blood, right? We're in this together. But I want you to remember this, friends. During that time, they also gave a black response. And then all of a sudden, the Rodney King film came out. You guys all remember this, right? I want you to listen to this carefully. This is a preface to what we're talking about. Because what we have today, in spite of what our forefathers established, right? We have these same people in the modern day, the posterity of our forefathers, that are trying to undo what our forefathers established. And they want to appoint a captain, and they want to go back to Egypt, as the Bible tells us. Did you know that Rodney King, during that video that was being played, of course it was being omitted. The parts that they didn't want you to see, they didn't show you. Did you know that King was driving recklessly at the speeds of 115 miles an hour? Did the mainstream media tell you that? Nope. Did you know Rodney King, he had an arrest record. His arrest culminated in an 8-mile chase cut across numerous lanes of expressway traffic and ran red lights, thus endangering the lives of innocent bystanders. Remember what the purpose of the law is: to condemn the wicked to justify the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, right? Did you know that Rodney King was a convicted felon on parole for armed robbery? Did the mainstream media tell you that before they aired that piece of those four white bad police officers beating down Rodney King? No, they didn't tell you a word. Did you know that Rodney King was a convicted felon? Again, he was on parole for armed robbery. Did you know that there were two other black passengers in King's car, but they cooperated with the officers? They were handcuffed and later released without incident. Did you guys all know that? No, you didn't know that because the mainstream media didn't share that with you. They omitted that information, which was pertinent for the people to make a judgment call as to what took place there. All of that was omitted. Did you know that Rodney King was under the influence of drugs and alcohol? Yeah, you didn't hear about that neither, did you? Nope. Just like the George Floyd incident, we were just driving down there, just yesterday, as a matter of fact. Hey, folks, that was a freak show. That was all staged. But when you look at Rodney King and a George Floyd, there's a lot of similarities here. And it was all omitted during the George Floyd protests as well. Did you also know that King initially ignored police orders to step out of the car? And when he finally did, he came out and he began acting erratically. He was dancing around and then began to make lewd gestures to the female police officers. Did you know that? Of course not. The mainstream media didn't divulge that information to you because they didn't want you to make a proper judgment call. They wanted to create domestic insurrection. And did they do it? Yep. And why? Because all of the people that said they didn't believe the mainstream media believed in that day, and they went out and responded accordingly, didn't they? Yep. Who's responsible for these crimes? The mainstream media was. Were they ever held accountable? Absolutely not. Therein lies the problem right there. Okay. Did you also know that Rodney King, officers attempted to subdue King with a stun gun, and the gun failed in subduing the 260-pound man? Did you know that? No. Man, I mean, this is insane stuff, isn't it? See, so the bottom line here is that the mainstream media withheld critical information in this particular case, even going so far as to give black-white responses, as I said, when the verdict of not guilty came out, which incited the Los Angeles riots. Did anybody pay attention to that? Nope. They didn't pay attention to it because they didn't want to pay attention to it. They took it for face value concerning the tolerated powers that are incumbent today on so many different fronts. Now, I'm just talking about my preface here, friends, okay? Did you guys all know some time ago I had Craig Scott on? And Craig Scott was the one that was standing next to Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris when they were shooting up the library, when they were assassinating innocent students. Did you know? And again, I'm just talking about who reports the news to you, okay? And this shows you that it's their narrative that overcomes the eyewitness accounts. But did you know, and I have all of the codes, just for the record, just so you all know, I have all of the codes, whatever you want to call them, tag numbers, and the list goes on. You can see right next to this on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. So we have a tag here, 419-2001, cbsnews.com. They, the cops, during the Columbine shooting said they believe that they really had 6 to 8 armed individuals inside of the school. But did you know that even students that were shot said that it was neither Eric nor Dylan that shot them? Did you know that during that time there was over 300 SWAT team members outside of the school? Well, these two lunatics, as they said, as they sold to the American people, in spite of eyewitness accounts, and I've showed those videos to you several times. Did you know that in spite of all of that, friends, did you know that the SWAT team members sat there and did absolutely nothing? And they let the kids shoot up the school? Has anybody ever taken the time to see the film of the Columbine shooting? Did you see how omitted it was? Why do you think that is? Why is it that I have right in front of your faces right now accounts, quotes from the eyewitnesses themselves telling you that there was over 100 eyewitnesses that seen otherwise as to what was reported? I'm just trying to share with everybody, this is how you get your news. I want you to think about this too. These are also the same people that are pushing your options up as which politician is going to be the next president of the United States of America. All of this is being omitted. All of this information concerning these eyewitnesses, I have them all itemized, all listed directly from the clips as to where they were taken. I have the numbers up on the site as well. They were all omitted. How did they report it? And by the way, what was the end aim of Columbine High School, according to them setting the narrative? Them trying to disarm the American people. Do you remember that? Yeah. We're going to be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of two decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
I'm bewildered. I'm confounded. I'm sorry, but it's an old school word. I'm befuddled. I'm lost. Hey, folks, in spite of what our forefathers established, the government today, the unconstitutional agencies, and I'm covering corruption right now by the use of the law, Romans 3:20. They're trying to tell you that you don't have a right to defend yourselves. And what I'm highlighting right now are the heroes that have been delivered up to the people, which we find out are behind closed doors are CIA operatives. Of course they are. And then we look at the useful idiots and what they promote. They're just doing their job, say they, promoting lies, lying to the people, creating domestic insurrection. And then when it's time for you to stand up and defend yourself, oh no, you don't have a right to do that. We have all these federal agencies that are completely unconstitutional, and we're stealing your money and we're using them against the very people that are working to support us. So it goes from a representative government to a totalitarian system of government or authoritarian system of government, because the people don't take responsibility as for being the government. Read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. Okay, so I was just highlighting this. Do you remember the useful idiots were used to cover up Columbine High School shootings? And I have right here in front of me, if you just joined us, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of both pages. All these eyewitnesses, I'm not going to play all these videos right now, but all these kids countered the mainstream media's narrative. And then I have over 101 eyewitnesses, even those that were shot, that said it wasn't Eric or Dylan that shot me. They said, some kids said there were 6 to 8 shooters. Some said that there was 4. Some said there was 6. But these are all their quotes. And in spite of the eyewitnesses, the mainstream media drove right over the top of 101 eyewitnesses, and they drove their narrative. And what was their objective? To get rid of the guns. Okay? Well, let me take you a step further. This is my free preface. Oh, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Stick to the topic, please. Okay? Look at this. Did an article, oh my goodness, probably 3-4 years ago, maybe longer than that. Stop the press. Over 156 eyewitness accounts were omitted from the mainstream media's narrative concerning September 11th. And I'm talking about the firefighters. I'm talking about the police that were completely ignored. Look what YouTube did. They decided to remove some of the videos. Folks, you have to understand something here. Your freedom of speech is under attack. You guys were told about this this guy from, let me just go over there. The guy from the news outlet, and I have him right in front of me, the Telegram founder, Pavel Durov, arrested at Paris Airport. But did you know, they say he's facing up to 20 years in jail for refusing to censor the truth. This is who you're tolerating. They hate the light, okay? They want to put the lights out, so they're attacking the light, which is humorous within itself, because the seed of the righteous is forever, and God is not mocked. I can go on with that. But I do want people to understand, while this guy's playing the victim, you all do understand that Pavel Durov is also a student of the World Economic Forum. They're selling to you right now that he's a criminal for not censoring the truth. Why? Because they want to drive fear in others that are censoring lies. Okay? I just want to make clear you're paying attention to what's going on. I just highlighted Columbine. I just highlighted September 11th. Let me ask you a question. Who's profited from September 11th more than your government? Nobody has. What's been the pill in the jam? To create agencies to what? Upend who we are as a people. Who are they empowering in those agencies? Criminals. Like, for example, the Department of Homeland Security came out of September 11th, right? And who has the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, attacked more than the American people? Let me ask you something 23 years later. All those federal agencies that have been used, why is it that they're being busted, alluring, and actually transporting illegals into America? Just to kind of give you a little understanding as to what I'm talking about right now. Okay, let's go to the next one. Remember the mainstream media concerning the Mandalay Bay shooting in Las Vegas? How come the truth of the matter was completely censored? How come it was omitted? How come I have a count of 8 people that were eyewitnesses to the crimes that took place in Las Vegas? They're all dead now. Well, why is that, Americans, that you tolerate the crimes of those that perpetuate the crimes? Here's another one. You all know who John Pelletier is? John Pelletier was the police chief in Las Vegas during that time. Remember the narrative kept changing, and it kept changing, and it kept changing, and it kept changing because people were blowing holes in their lying criminal narrative? Yep. Well, John Pelletier, after the whole Mandalay Bay shooting and that cover-up was completed, do you remember that he was also the one that they transported from Las Vegas to Maui concerning those electrical energy weapons that they were using against that little island? You guys all remember this, right? Of course you do. So they take the fox to guard another chicken coop concerning more of their crimes that they're guilty of committing. And what do? They tell you don't have a right to defend yourselves. I mean, folks, this is insane. How far is it going now? Folks, look at this. This is your alleged Department of Justice. Oh, and by the way, look where it's coming from. The Daily Wire. And who is the Daily Wire? Well, that is none other than Tucker Carlson, a favorite among many people that don't pull the curtain back. Worth hundreds of millions of dollars. But here it is. 89-year-old woman, she's convicted now, I guess, she's convicted for standing on the Lord's side. She's convicted for standing on the side of the law that condemns anybody that would kill or murder a innocent baby in the womb or outside of the womb. Isn't that interesting? By the way, Barack Obama, he was the guy that was mysteriously brought in from out of nowhere, literally, appointed to the Senate, was there for 142 days, and somehow or another, he had the time to vote over 202 times to make sure babies, innocent babies, Proverbs 6:17, 2013 of Exodus, were murdered. He voted in favor of making sure the babies are murdered over 202 times. He also voted 2 times to make sure that if a baby came out alive, there would be a second, as they call them, a doctor. I'm going to call them for what they are, mass murderer, in that same room to make sure that that baby did not make it out of that room alive. Isn't it interesting how Barack Hussein Obama's given a free microphone? He's got cameras. Every time he wants to say something, the cameras are there. All the while knowing that he violated and transgressed the Constitution over 1,068 times. Americans, it's not like you don't know who's assailing you. I mean, you can act like it's not happening, but you all the while know it's happening. And let me ask you, because I had one guy say this. After I exposed his favorite talking heads that just happened to be CIA operatives, one guy said this to me. He goes, do you ever do anything besides B-I-T-C-H? Really, dude? You prefer that everybody stays in the dark like you? Well, that's what devils do. They're like druggies, or they're like those that they call alcoholics. You know, they want everybody to stay in the same realm that they're in. They don't want anybody to leave that room or that realm. Right? I mean, we're talking about the salvation of not only our souls, but also our country. And we have people attacking guys like me, which, hey, folks, I'm a big boy. I'm a big boy. I can handle. I'm okay. This has been going on for 25 years. It comes with the territory. And I know who's on my side. Like John Knox said, one man with the Lord is always in the majority. You better know it's true in Jesus' name. You better know it's true. And if you don't, and you want to go ahead and test your little steel, you can go ahead and do that. But for this clown to say, is that all you do? I mean, is this all I do, is wake people up to their state individually and nationally? Absolutely. Why? Because I want to believe in the fact that when we plow, as Scripture tells us, we plow in hope. And what is hope? Hope is what we do with the truth that the Lord has given unto us, and we respond to it. And we take vengeance on all disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled. If I'm free, I want to make sure you're free. That's how it works. Harriet Tubman, if you've not heard this true story, it's fantastic. They called her the Black Moses. And she's one that broke free from a plantation and her slave owner. And what she did is, because she was so liberated, she began a movement to go out to these other plantations and tell the other slaves that you are free. You must break out of those chains. They don't have a right to hold you as a slave. And they weren't indentured servants, by the way. It was forced slavery, is what it was. She was asked by a reporter later on in life before she passed, is it true that you freed 1,000 slaves? She said, yes. She said, I would have freed 1,000 more had they known that they were slaves. This guy wants to make sure everybody remains slaves. I'm here to tell you my chains have been broken in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I want to make sure that you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your chains are broken too. Because once you taste real freedom, spiritual freedom, 2 Corinthians 3:17, I'll tell you, you want everybody else to partake in that salvation, which is liberation from bondage. Yep, that's where the American people are today. They shoot the messenger. And, you know, nothing's changed. You know, they persecute the living ones. And then when they're dead, they praise the dead ones. Folks, this is a preface. That's all this is. I do a whole show on 33 conspiracies that have come true, where the mainstream media told you it was conspiracy theory, when in fact we know that the mainstream media for decades in this country have been accomplices to the crimes of those that are committing the act of conspiracy against the people. Americans, you know who the bad guys are. Hold up. Hold up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I'll take this call right on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities.
Right.
So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to go ahead and take Kelly from North Carolina, and I'm going to slam this home in just a moment. Again, 281-845-4704. Kelly, North Carolina, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Thank you. Well, it seems to me that repetitively, and now they're doing it every decade, there's a new crisis to tear apart families.
Yep.
Drugs, alcohol, pornification, identity, and it seems that when you look at these timelines, that it seems that there's every 100 years or 120 years, there's like a societal tear. And I don't know what we do. I mean, I think we're at a point now where they've given us enough of true history, and we've had the older generation speak to us. We could start putting in the missing pieces of the puzzle. What we do, I mean, other than not allowing them to tear apart our families, like don't do the tough love. You don't throw your kid out of the house because they're stuck on drugs and alcohol. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, you don't turn your children over to the wolves. And this is always what it's about. It's about the children.
Yep, it is.
You know, World War II, World War I, they cart the kids around.
Yep.
You know, the Great Depression, the things that happened in the farmlands with the Dust Bowl, throw the kids around. It's always about getting our kids.
Yep. I'm totally with you. You know, if a crime was committed against a politician in America today, they could put a fleece out, and let's say that politician, or let's say he was a representative and the people loved him, right? And he was actually doing a good job. Do you realize the people in this country would rise up and they would gather together and they would find the perpetrator of the crime being committed against the politician or representative that they say they love? Well, what happens when you what happens when you reverse that, and when you tell 325.9 million people who the criminals are, who the perpetrators are, they all stand down and they stand daft as if to suggest they don't know what to do, as if to suggest they have a right to do what they do against the innocent.
And all you need to say is that they don't care, because look at the amount of muscle they put behind somebody who says a nasty word on some broadcast or social media, but yet there's kids being trafficked.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this goes across the board.
You don't have to go any further than that.
Yep.
Words are lives. They've chosen the words.
I guess it's just those that have been given much, that understand that we're required much, And those that out of gratitude love much, they're going to respond to what's going on here in the face of sacrifice that's been given unto us in the natural and in the spiritual. And the bottom line is we better get in this fight. And I'm so tired of even saying that or even hearing people say we better do something about it because we're coming to the end of our mercies. Man, we've been there for a long time, Kelly. And the people need to stand up because now it is coming to their front doors. There's no question about it. I totally appreciate your phone call. For the sake of time, I have to go on here. Look at this. This is Alpha News just to prove the point as to what Kelly was just talking about and how I responded to it. Isn't it interesting that Alpha News and the Upper Midwest Law Center are fighting suppression of Nicole Mitchell's arrest video? Isn't that interesting? So a politician was busted committing crimes, and the government and the people and the powers that are tolerated are trying to do everything in their power to make sure that me and you don't see it. This is what you're dealing with. Folks, we have, as Kelly just asked the question, we have provision in the Constitution to lawfully deal with these people. We have commandment by God to lawfully deal with these people. I want to show you one more video because we're talking about, in face of all of what I just prefaced, the government, when you stand up and you speak out against their crimes, now what are they doing? Well, they're raiding your homes. They're using these agencies. They're arming these agencies to break into your home, to accidentally, as they say, murder innocent people. We can go down that road. I mean, we can talk about Ruby Ridge back in the late 80s, Randy Weaver and his family, how his 14-year-old boy was shot dead by the FBI. How his wife's head was shot off holding a baby. Oh my gosh, folks. I get indignant when I talk about this kind of stuff. And I'm indignant at the people that sit back and allow it. What about out in Waco, Texas? David Koresh. Why do eyewitnesses within the compound, why do they say what's in contrast or runs antithetical to what the mainstream media sold it to you as? And furthermore, where did the government get the power to do that to its own citizens? Its constituents, they don't have it. It's unconstitutional. And there's the problem. I just highlighted who's obeying the law and who's breaking the law. Nowhere in Scripture are we given commandment by God to submit to tyranny. We are commanded by God to stand up against it. Abraham Lincoln, love him or hate him. Yes, he was a tyrant, no doubt about it. But I do want you to remember something that he said. He said, we're not called to overthrow the Constitution. I've never suggested that. I am a law abider. I'm a walking man that fears God, period. Okay? But the point is, he said, we're not called to overthrow the Constitution. We're called to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. What is it that you don't see, Americans? Oh, and who are they? Where are they? All of those that are encompassed around your favorite politicians because they're bad actors doing it. They're bad actors selling themselves to you as something that they are not. Just like I've said 1,000 times concerning both of the said politicians that are giving you pro wrestling at its very worst, the clowns in the circus of politics. Folks, look at their records. They're doing the same exact thing. They're working for the same exact people. They're pushing the exact same agenda. That's why they're censoring the 1,250 other presidential candidates, which a majority of them are probably legitimate. Okay? I want to go to this. Here's a guy recently. I'm just going to highlight it for the sake of time. He recently came out. His name is Douglas Mackey. He's about ready to go to prison for mocking Hillary Clinton on the internet. Did you hear what I said? He's about ready to go to prison for mocking Hillary Clinton. Hey, folks, has anybody seen Clinton Chronicles? As a matter of fact, Joseph Farah's friends actually made that. I was a contributor for WorldNet Daily. His friends actually made that video. Eerie as all can be. You want to talk about corruption that stinks to high heaven? Oh, and he was in it with the Bushes in Mena, Arkansas. They were the biggest drug traffickers in the country. If you've not seen that documentary of all the people that died around the Clintons, do yourself a favor and watch it. And here's another question for you Americans. Why is it that you sit back knowing the crimes of the Clintons, the Bushes? I'm talking about all of these, again, these corrupt individuals in politics. Why is it that you sit back and you tolerate it? Because you don't have anybody to blame but yourselves. Hey, folks, if I have to stand by the grace of God against the world, as David did in Psalm 27, by the grace of God, I'll do so. I'm one of those guys that can't be bought off, and the bad guys know it. That's why they harass me illegally. That's why they censor us illegally. Folks, why is Hillary Clinton still free? Why is Bill Clinton still free? Why is Barack Obama and Michael, as he calls him, why is he free? Why are the Bushes free after September 11th, knowing the history of Prescott Bush and this new world order that they mean to create out of chaos that they're responsible for creating? Here, I just want to go back to this because I was going to bring this in earlier. This is a video. It's called The Two Kennedys. It's from a bunch of Italian folks that have seen coups d'etats over and over and over again. When John F. Kennedy was assassinated, they pointed the finger at the people that needed to be pointed at. And, of course, Johnson and his mistress and his wife come out and they actually tell you that Johnson knew that of the assassination 2 weeks before. That's why 81% of the people don't believe it. But what's interesting about this one, friends, is over 400 people died around the assassination. Did you know that? So we have a country that sits back and tolerates the assassination of their own president. Read Isaiah 59. And then they wonder why things have gotten so bad. And then as if to suggest the guy that's being covered through the mainstream media today over and over and over again, Kennedy gets his head shot off like a dog, said the FBI director, so the whole world could see. But somehow or another, this guy can sit there and do worse than even Kennedy did. And they're giving him all the airplay that he needs to get back into the people's office. That's pretty crazy. Well, I was reading in the book of 2 Kings, and it said this, and the servants of King Amon, he was a corrupt king, they conspired against him. And it said, and slew the king in his own house. That's what they did to Kennedy, right? Well, it was interesting. The people during that time, verse 24 of 2 Kings 21, what does it say? How did the people respond to it? Hey, folks, what I'm saying is don't complain about what you tolerate. What did the people do? And the people of the land slew all of them that had conspired against King Amon, and the people of that land made Josiah his son king in his stead. What did they do? They responded to the corruption. What did our forefathers do? They responded to the corruption. What are the bad guys trying to do? Everything that our forefathers established, they're trying to throw off and say to you and me, you don't have a right to defend yourselves. Wake up, Americans.